I just wonder if the horse would try to get out of something like that, if that would end up hurting him, or do they just learn?
Well, they just learn, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, some of them have tried to get out, and, or they will get kind of, you might call it fighting with another horse over the fence or something, and get their foot in the fence and get a bad wire cut.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe cut a foot clear off or something.
Well, they're pretty much done for then, aren't they?
Yeah.
What is a big area that you would keep cattle in or let them out into around here?
Pasture.
Okay. Would you use field for that, or would that be something different, the word field?
Yeah, we'd normally, in this area, field would be something where you'd either cultivate for raising oats or cane, sedan grass, something of that sort, or hay.
Okay.
Pasture would be more just a grass area where they would graze.
Okay, so a field would typically be something that was either cultivated or something that you would want to.
Yeah. You might pasture it after your hay was taken off or your crop harvested, whatever.
Okay. What about things that animals eat out of around here? Maybe cows when they're out in the pasture, or horses?
Well, they have, some of them have feed racks.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just put hay in that rack, or or they'll have a, maybe have what they call a manger type thing.
Okay. Would that be like a trough?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever use something called a corn crib? Is that something they have around here?
Used to. I don't know of any that are in existence in this area now, but yeah, they used to have corn cribs in this.
Okay. Have you ever heard of something called a goat devil?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's what you plow with.
Oh, okay. So that's...
Don't trip.
No.
No?
What we used to call a goat devil was a... what they would use with gathering hay. Mm-hmm. It had forks this way that pushed ahead of it, and it'd slide in under the hay piles or shocks, pick them up, and then they'd throw it onto a stacker that put it up onto the haystack.
Do people use feed bags here?
Yeah, sometimes.
Is that what they would call them, a feed bag?
Yeah.
And that's something that goes over a horse's.
Put them on the horse's head with a bag where they eat grain out of it.
Okay.
My son uses those when he's with his horses when he's going on a pack trip.
Oh, okay. Do you ride at all?
Yeah.
Ride horses? I want to show you a couple things and see if you can identify the parts of it. First of all, what is that?
The bridle.
And maybe you could run through some of those, at least the numbers you know. What's number one?
Where is number one?
Right up at the top.
Oh, that's the headband or headstall.
Okay. What about number two? It's a little further down.
That'd be the nose. Nose band.
Okay, and back up is number three.
Well, that looks like that'd be, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's hard to say the throat latch, but that's number four.
Okay. What about number five?
Number five would be,
I think it's both those parts coming around.